Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to this little mini cast. That's right, it's been a while since we've done one, and I actually kind of forgot the little intro that we've done with these. I have titled this one Pedogate in the Classrooms, simply because there has been all kinds of news that has surfaced recently about how, indeed, you know, they're literally having pedophiles in classrooms. You know, don't even get me started on the drag queen story time and all the other things that are going on with that. That's why we cleverly titled the episode Pedogate in the Classrooms, is because there is so much overwhelming evidence that alludes to the fact that there is an ongoing agenda towards the hypersexualization of children and so much more. And with that being said, let's start the show. Normally, we try to stay away from these types of things. This is rather personal stuff, and we don't want to offend people because we already understand that people have delicate sensibilities. However, earlier this week, we found out that about 46% of American adults are on pharmaceuticals. We also found out that Tylenol is killing human empathy. And for people that want to actually see the information, where we're getting this actual information from, right here, this is from Ricky Scaparo of End Times Headlines. The National Center for Health Statistics ran a survey that said about 46% of the U.S. population used one or more prescription drugs in the past 30 days. And this was according to a survey that they ran. Now, why am I talking about that? Why am I talking about Americans, 46% of Americans being on prescription drugs, and the idea that Tylenol can kill human empathy? Because this is a major deal with what's going on and why it plays a part in what we're talking about. Why we're talking about this type of stuff is important, because this is the next generation. We're literally talking about how we're hopping up kids on all kinds of drugs and expecting things not to happen. You know, we've talked time and time again about the suicide rate among teenagers, the depression, the anxiety, and all the other social things that these people, these children, are affected by. And so the pressure is just intense. And my heart goes out to these types of children. It goes out to the next generation. But why is it? Why am I talking about this? Why is it important that we set the premise talking about pharmaceuticals before we actually start talking about pedophiles, the hypersexualization of children, and the overall campaign that's taking place right now? Well, we have to understand the mindset of people. People are truly degraded. People are truly decadent. People are truly embracing this physical, corporeal identity that's being put out there. There's a certain energy and a certain wave and mindset that's being encouraged by the general populace that's actually very dangerous, if you ask me, because it's lust over love. You know, just the other week, I know it's been a while since we've actually done a mini-cast, so I'll go ahead and get that video up for you guys. But just the other week, we had found out that at Coachella, there was a record number of herpes outbreaks. So not only are kids hopped up on drugs, having a great time, sexing, lusting, doing all this other stuff, but they're also catching these diseases.
We also have another health alert for you, this one for Coachella attendees. There is a record-setting surge in herpes being reported around this year's concert series. A website that diagnoses and treats herpes says that cases skyrocketed in towns surrounding the music festival. That includes Los Angeles and San Diego, where many of those concert-goers live. The website reports that between the two weekends of Coachella, they saw 250 cases per day, and that is a record.
That's only a little gross. That's only a little gross. And the reason why I wanted to play that quick clip for you guys is, again, to get a timestamp on that. We actually put that article up April 29th. It's from Tyler Durden of the Zero Hedge. And check this out right here, just to give you guys some context about what's going on and why I want to bring this to people's attentions about these types of things. 46% of Americans are on prescription drugs. You have kids going essentially to Coachella, not only to catch good vibes, but also to catch herpes. And four schools in Northern Virginia are claiming that thousands of students are identifying as transgender. Now, why is this type of stuff being put out there? This is really a lot of stuff that people aren't taking the time to look at and how it affects us over the long periods of time. I was on Eric Spitfire's show, the Sentinels of Truth, brought to them by Revolution Radio, and we began to talk about pharmaceuticals, the transgender agenda, and other things of such of this nature. Recently, Ohio introduced a bill to help stop sexualizing children because they understand that this is actually happening, that this is an ongoing thing. But people are too trendy right now. People are too caught up in not offending people to point this type of stuff out. And that's dangerous because essentially we're offering up our children on the altar of trendiness, on the altar of, I don't even know, you know, but it's the idea that that parents are allowing their children to be willingly sexualized and go through these types of processes. That to me is scary. You're allowing your child to essentially be, I don't even know what you would call it, man. Like I freak out because I don't really have the appropriate words to describe this type of stuff to you guys. But what I'm really trying to allude to is the fact that these people are coming after your kids. They want to sexualize your kids. Ohio, as I said before, introduced a bill to stop the hypersexualization of children. And in other good news along that same vein, there have been parents in Oregon that are suing the school district over a teacher counseling their 8-year-old on gender identity without their knowledge. That's right, they're literally approaching children as young as 8 years old to say, hey, are you a transgender? Are you sure you who you should be? The Free Thought Project wrote an amazing article about this a few weeks back, where they, not even about gender identity, but about the onslaught that's going up against children and how they're giving kids as young as 8 years old cross-sex hormones. You're having children as young as 8 years old being shot up with estrogen. Imagine, or estrogen and testosterone. Imagine being like a little 8-year-old girl, and then out of nowhere, you know, you go to the doctor one day, and then they just shoot you up with testosterone right here. Boom. We put this up April 8th. It says, FOIA request reveals that the U.S. government is experimenting on kids as young as 8 with cross-sex hormones. I'm pulling all these things up so you guys can go look at it on our website, or at least on our Instagram page, and understand what's going on. Now, this broke in the news, and I think this is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this to everybody else's attention about this type of stuff and how we can for sure understand that this is an organized academic agenda to hypersexualize children.
Frank, you know, sex education in schools, it's nothing new, right? And it's always been somewhat controversial. But the truth is, if it's not taught in schools, in the classroom, or at home, it will likely be talked about on the playground. And that is the case for many, many people. Now, sex ed, it's an issue that gets people talking. For some, it gets them protesting. But despite some of these protests, the California Department of Education unanimously approved new guidelines for elementary school grades. The guidelines are about sex trafficking, sexual orientation, and how to support transgender and LGBTQ students. Now, proponents say this is all needed to make sure that all students understand their sexual health and that they're aware of the reality of the world that we live in. These changes were approved, but there was a victory of sorts for opponents because they did remove 5 resources and books that some organizations called sexually explicit, including a book that explains sex to students as young as kindergarten. There are certain sex ed requirements for all schools in California. These are new recommendations. They're designed to give teachers and Frank, you know, sex education.
Now, as I said before, sex education. Think about this. Make them more privy to the world that they live in now. Things such as human trafficking, child sex trafficking. This is where the pedogate comes into play. Why was that so important? Why was the whole pedogate phenomenon so important? Is because it had ties to all of that. We've covered it in depth. We've had people on the show. We've had guests on. We've had people talk about it. We've covered articles. We've covered operations that have retrieved people who have actually been kidnapped. It's an epidemic. It truly is an epidemic. And then when we start talking about the drag queen story time, I don't have any of those types of articles pulled up, but there are convicted child sex offenders reading to children. There are convicted killers reading to children. And they're able to do this all under the guise of being trendy, talking about gender identity, allowing these people who are unsatisfied with themselves to begin impressing their views upon others. Now, somebody reached out to me in the DMs, and they said, I reached out to them. They reposted one of these articles, and I said, you know, isn't it funny because I'm all for the free expression of an individual. I totally respect that. But isn't it funny that back in the day, people used to chastise Christians for passing down religion to their children? They considered that child abuse. And now we have this. What is this? If people were chastising Christians for passing down religion to their children, what is this? It's the parents who are doing this. It's the parents who are pushing this type of agenda on their own kids, saying, as I said before, offering up their children on the altar of trendiness, on the altar of being cool, being woke. You see, and speaking of woke, Desmond is amazing. His Instagram page, whoever runs it, whether it's his creepy father or if it's his creepy mother, they've decided to block us. However, speaking of woke marketing right here, this is an article from Now the End Begins. It's by Jeffrey Grider. It says Converse launches new LGBTQP Pride Collection sneakers featuring the 11-year-old preteen drag kid. Desmond is amazing. And I'm glad they put the P there because a lot of people ask the question, what does the P mean? It means pedophilia. And pedophiles are coming after your kids. And if you go do any of your research on Desmond is amazing, any of the culture that is burgeoning because of this type of drag kid mentality, they're giving kids as young as 11 ketamine. He talks about it, Rohypnol, all of these different types of drugs. Why are these people not in jail? Because they can only arrest the people associated with organized human trafficking, you see, because it's conspiratorial. But if they put it out there in the open, and you have people gobble it up, super excited to see these types of kids carry on this type of disgusting behavior, well, there you go. That's all they need, you see. And I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this to everybody's attention, is you have rampant pedophilia, rampant human trafficking, hypersexual of children. You have so much of this stuff. As I said before, the cross-sex hormones, you have this agenda, this organized agenda being pushed on children who are still developing themselves. It's the same argument that we have whenever we talk about vaccines and things of this nature. These children are still developing, and we're impressing our views upon them. And check this out. This article right here, this is from Humans Are Free. We put this up April 27th or 22nd. It says, pedophilia is being taught as a sexual orientation in California schools.
You're not going to answer the question.
No, I'm happy to answer.
But not in front of everybody.
They're not interested in hearing those guards sitting here.
Parents are not interested.
So the ladies are still sitting here.
Okay, so answer me why you're teaching pedophilia in school at ninth graders.
Teaching what?
Pedophilia. Pederasty, right here.
Pederasty, as I've discussed with you before, twice in my office, and when you come to view the material, I've explained to you that this is done because we are talking about historical perspectives of how gender relations and different types of sexual orientation.
Gender relations.
So this is something that's occurred in history, and so this is really important for us to.
Something that has occurred in history. Wow. Something that has occurred in history. And there you hear it right there. School board officials telling you, hey, we need to let people know that pedophiles are a real thing. Okay, they need to get used to their teacher hitting on them. They need to get used to people trying to kidnap them. They need to get used to this type of disgusting behavior. Not, hey, why is this type of thing going on? Can these people seek treatment? We need to prepare the children to essentially be raped. We need to prepare the children to be accosted by people that they should be trusting. That's what I mean by the teachers. And the people in the actual institution that they're supposed to be showing fealty to that are killing or that are corrupting them, that are poisoning them. Check this out. Activist exposes the second drag queen story time sex offender back there in Texas. We put this up April 10th. This is from Tim Brown of Freedom Outpost.
And breaking news, we have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
This was brought to our attention by a group who's been trying to put an end to the program. A media spokesperson for the library confirms one of those drag queens, Tatiana Malanina, is really Alberto Garza, a child sex offender. In 2008, he was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy.
Wow.
Most parents would not allow that individual to sit in this library, sashay in, and be held up as a role model to our children. Shame on you, Mayor Turner.
Shame.
The library issued a statement saying, in part, we deeply regret this oversight and the concern this may have caused our customers. We realize this is a serious matter. We'll have much more on this tonight at 10 and on our website, khou.com.
Yeah, no. So this is clearly a organized agenda, as I said before, to hypersexualize your kids. This is they're trying to make these people seem as if they're avant-garde, as if they're revolutionary, as if, you know, these are the type of role models you need to look up to. You know, not Malcolm X, not God, not any other influential people throughout history. No, you need to look at this person who is uncomfortable with their own skin and decided to go through all of these hormone treatments and change themselves into whoever they wanted to be today. These are the role models. This is a very, very dangerous and slippery slope. We have to take a step back and ask ourselves, what are we giving to our children? This cannot continue. So I know I was kind of all over the place in the way that I presented the articles and the topics and things like this, but I think just yesterday alone, seeing how many different articles surfaced showing that indeed these people are trying to come after your kids and that they're giving them all kinds of drugs and that they're saying, hey, this is a good thing. Like, what happened to the whole, these people are pedophiles, stay away from that weird bus, stay away from that empty white van over there, don't take that candy. They're saying, it's okay now, take the candy. Actually, you know what, take the candy, dress up, and then go to the club. This is a very, very dangerous and slippery slope, and if we don't take the time to look at what these people are doing, our children will be the victims. And this is what I mean by offering up our children upon the altar of trendiness. And I know we probably have some people that think I'm either gay bashing or I'm being a bigot or a homophobe or anything of this nature. Well, I guess my thing is I'm not woke enough to have pedophiles read to my children, and I've said that a few times. All I can do truly is pray for these people and hope that they see the light, and at the same time keep my kids as far away as I can and simultaneously expose this type of stuff that's going on. I didn't, years ago when we saw this surfacing, I didn't want to touch it because it kind of felt like I was being offensive and touching other people in a pun intended, in a messed up way. But that's exactly what is happening. These people are using political correctness, the current political environment, and weak-willed individuals to carry out this agenda. And to me, it is just sad to see, and I just wish that we could give these people clarity. That's all. We've had people on that talk about castrating these people chemically and all these other things. I don't think that. I think these people can still be reached, but at the same time, they consciously know what they're doing. They know that they are trying to desensitize the entire next generation to get used to this, and that's why it's so dangerous.
The pedo gay phenomenon, and that is why it's a problem. Real.
That's why so many arrests happen.
But that's why it's a problem, because we're literally talking about how these people are okay with the idea of taking your child, doing all kinds of disgusting sexual behavior, and saying that this should be normal, and that they are the normal ones for carrying this out. And if we don't take the time, as I said before, to point this out to everyone and say, hey, what are we doing? What's going on? Why is this happening? Well, then our kids, as I said before, will become the victims of this. They will not understand that they are part of an organized agenda to get things across. This is a very slippery slope. And if we don't take the time to look around, do a self-audit, and think about, is this the type of education that we want for our kids? Is this the type of future that we want for our kids? Then where are we going? I mean, look at what just happened in Colorado. Rest in peace to Kendrick Castillo. The shooter there was a transgender person transitioning from a male into a female. And as I've talked about throughout the entirety of this transmission, there is a heavy psychological cost to doing all of this type of stuff. The pharmaceutical pharmaceutical dangers and the far-reaching applications of this stuff is still yet to be known, but they're going ahead with it anyway. And this is why it's become so dangerous, and this is why I wanted to talk to you guys about it, because we have to understand what is going on, and that this is just this, it's not right. Any way you slice it, any way you try to chop it up, it's not right. And now we're being told that we are the problem because we don't want to continue this type of behavior. However, guys and gals, that's all I really have for you. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below.
And as always, guys and gals, stay gals and gals, and stay vigilant out there. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noisera, Freedom Faction, out.